And the most likely to have an orgasm before the end of this podcast is... It's time for Devil's Business.
Me.
It's me.
Oh, it's me.
Owen.
Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me, the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick, Alcohol Nick, Aaron, So Faint, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
buddy.
Going on?
All right, we're going to do the superlative episode and predictions for 2014, which we've all taken votes on. But before we go into that, we're going to go to Nick for the promos of the week of MyFavoriteSin.com.
Yay. Okay, once again, another big week loaded up. We do it once a month. This Tuesday is Zara Bar ladies night, so come out to Zara Bar. It's over here in over there in Buckhead, East Andrews district. Starts about 9 p.m. If you go to our website, myfavoritesin.com, and sign up for the guest list, ladies get free vodka martinis.
Sweet.
From what, 9 to 11, and then we rage until that place closes.
Got $2 sushis and stuff.
That's right, $2 sushis. I love a good discount. Let's see, Wednesday's what, dive bar. We've got dive bars going on. We got live music there with Dixie Duncan every Wednesday. We also do a little beer pong back in the corner if you're into that.
Then okay, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. We do it every Thursday night. It's, shit, this past Thursday was fucking a good time.
So Friday nights, Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. We have a person on the podcast who works now at Cosmo Lava, not just on our side of the bar, but behind it.
Our little guy, yeah. T.
Yay, T. Yay. Is it. So come check out T and his lovely hair Friday nights at Cosmo Lava.
He probably
Lava.
Won't go by T. You'll probably have to call him Zach.
Yeah, Zach. And then,
call him Zach and you might get it. But
unless you watch your special cocktail.
Cocktail.
Yeah, it's like the movie Cocktail.
Tail.
I'm so excited for you.
Then wrapping up the week, because we got to wrap it up, is Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. And this Saturday, another big EDM DJ, Baggy Begovich, something like that. Sorry.
Something.
What?
I don't know, man. Look, sorry.
Okay, did he let like his 4-year-old daughter name his DJ name?
Let me see it.
All right, I don't want to move my fucking computer.
Before we get into the superlatives and basically just us talking about ourselves, we're going to talk about ourselves with some other stories. And Nick and Aaron, y'all have a story that y'all call airbags.
It was a great time up until a very...
What it is it's just another one of those stories of the difference that can happen in your night if you just leave 15 minutes earlier.
Right, right. And then this happened.
It's like it's a Mr. Destiny moment. If you'd hit the home run or not hit the home run, you stayed past that point.
Right. So really, what it boils down to is the girl I was dating at the time was a bartender at at one of the big nightclubs that we were working at. And she did what she always did, hooked us the fuck up. You know, they were just pouring fucking shots down our drinks. And there were some pictures that showed up. And I was like, wow, that pretty much encapsulates, you know, what we were doing that night. Just getting shit-faced and having a good time. But if I had left, you know, 15 minutes before that, maybe I wouldn't have had to run from the police.
I know the difference between leaving 15 minutes earlier and not is because I...
Left.
Chose to leave 15 minutes early.
So you knew the difference.
Yeah, look, everybody was drinking a whole lot, and you know, I was there with a girl. Nick was there with a girl. Everybody just wanted to stay and have a couple more shots. And I was like, you know what? I feel like it's time. I feel like I need to just go ahead and head out. This isn't going to get any better. Nick is sloppy. The girls are sloppy.
Aaron left 15 minutes ahead of us, and I'm like, all right, you know, I was getting shitty, and there was pictures to prove it. There was. And
so it's like a flip book. The pictures are like a flip book of just a slowly deteriorating man.
So, you know, I was being a gentleman, and I let the ladies ride up front. And the girl that Aaron was dating at the time had just gotten new boobs. I'm in the back of this girl's car. She's driving. And the way that we had to go back to the Vinings to get to where we lived went through Buckhead and some of those windy roads back there. And it was wet, you know? It was wet out. The roads didn't have a lot of traction, so it was a little slippery. And
thanks
for
explaining wet.
the shin is right above the ankle bone.
Really? I can't even fucking fuck you guys. I'm trying to tell a goddamn story.
It was a wet road, and there's water between the asphalt and your tire, then you're going to have less traction.
You're going to be going to the ankle bone.
Really? I love it. Fuck you.
No,
fuck you all. All
right, Madden.
I don't even want to tell my story now.
Go on with the story, Madden.
No, man. What the fuck? Trying to tell a fucking story here.
Well, tell the story.
I'm not even interested anymore.
All right, Aaron, what happened?
Jesus Christ. All right,
look.
Tell a fucking story.
It's
a fucking story maker.
I went ahead and took the...
He's better with his words.
I took the same path home. And actually, you know, I'd encourage the girl I was with to leave with me. But you know what? She had just got new boobs, and that was getting lots of attention, and she wanted to milk that a little bit more. Get a couple more drinks.
I like how you use the word milk.
So I was like, fine. You know, I think your best odds are with me, but that's fine. That's fine. So I went ahead and left and went the same way through Buckhead. Mm-hmm. Roads were a little slippery, so I adjusted.
That's through the water, right?
Yes. It is. And I adjusted the way I drove a little, maybe slowed down a little bit. Took a little bit extra.
Yeah, the driver of my vehicle did not follow the same intelligence at all.
Yeah, when I pulled into, I was just pulling into a parking spot at our apartment complex and was feeling accomplished. My phone starts ringing. And I look in, it's Nick, and I'm like, all right, they need to hurry up. Well, maybe they're calling to see if I want a delicious ice cream sandwich from the store.
That's the way you hope.
But we would do that. We would leave the clubs, and we'd call them and be like, hey, man, you want a chicken salad sandwich? He's like, fuck yeah, I want a chicken salad sandwich.
Of course that's what you hope for.
It just sounds like so random. Like,
when you left Nick wasted at a bar, and then 20 minutes later your phone is ringing, what you're hoping is it's something great. Yes, it's a reward.
There's a very real possibility that that is what it is.
And not a, hey, I need bail money or something like that.
Is that what it turned into?
No, not exactly, thanks to my quick action. But the phone rang, and I pick it up, and it's Nick. He's like, hey, man, I need you to come get us right now. I'm like, man, all the way back in Buckhead? Are you kidding me? He said, no, we're not in Buckhead. We just turned on to blah, blah, blah road. And, you know, we lost
Isn't
control of the
DJ?
Car. I don't know. It's very hard
blog
to announce.
Blog and blog?
But I guess they come around a corner, lost control, and just smashed the car into a tree in a highly, you know, a high
very
traffic area.
Residential area, yeah.
High traffic area. You know, he's telling me what all went down. And he's like, you know, I think Brooke is hurt. And you need to come get us. I'm like, man, Nick, this is very inconvenient for me right now.
I think my exact words were, fuck you, get in the car.
So just got home.
Your safety and your concern is no.
So here's what happened to me. So we come around this corner, and I'm in the back seat, and here's a little fucking public service announcement. Wear your fucking seatbelt. But I pretty much broke my face on the headrest. So
really? You can't tell.
It takes two lefts and a right. So we came around the curve.
He's referring to his nose, by the way. Yeah. His nose looks like a lightning bolt on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like a lightning bolt. But I remember being wasted in the back seat, and my head was kind of like hanging down. And then my eyes were closed because I was fading and crumbling quickly, and I could hear her losing control. So I felt it fishtail. On the first fishtail, we take out a stops or a speed limit sign. Second fishtail, we go back in the road. Third fishtail is when she goes all the way around and she goes straight for a tree. And not only is it just a tree, it's a tree on top of this like little bump thing. So we kind of fly up and into the tree, and we're on this little embankment. And then the fucking tree kind of breaks on top of the car, and then the branches come down and smash through the back window and fucking cut my head all at once. I'm like, bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, ow, my face, my head. Holy shit, you dumb bitch. And then the girl in the front goes, my boobs.
That was the girl I was with, and it was the new boobs, and she was wearing her seatbelt right between her boobs.
Ow!
For weeks after this, she just had a stripe of bruises.
So the girls get out of the fucking wrecked vehicle, and then since it was on that little hill thingy, I stick my foot out, and then boom, tumble down the fucking hill, and then I hear cop sirens, and I'm like, oh my God, they're already here. They're coming after us. Let's go. So I make the girls run down the street with me, and the girl that I was dating was running.
I can't read the tag number and trace that. Right.
He's on the run.
Yeah, but if your blood is clean by the time they find you, you're fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody stole it. So fucking the girl I'm dating is running down the street with one high heel going, you fucking dumbass. I'm like, you wrecked the car. And then we hide out behind the church around the corner, and I call Aaron. And I said, holy shit, man, the cops are coming. We just wrecked the fucking car. My nose is broke. Dude, come on. This is rather inconvenient for me right now.
Oh, you thought I was joking?
Fuck you. You really? Down here now.
There was a story, and it's later on, not this podcast, but sure, in the future, I'm going to have you retell the story about when you broke yourself and Nick didn't come to your rescue either.
He didn't even take my call.
Exactly. But to me, it's like, good, fuck you. Like, you're a dick.
Yeah, so wear your seatbelt in the backseat.
Well, no. The difference is, I was like, all right, okay, fine. Now, I will say that a large part of the motivation to go ahead and do this and drive back from where I just came
was fucking
is because of the way it sounded.
It sounded stupid.
Sounded like they were on the run, and that's why I find it hard to believe that the girl driving was not drunk, because she was a party to this.
Right.
To this open paranoia, which I sort of understand. You just wrecked your car, but why would you? Why run if you're not drinking?
Wink, wink.
I finally decided, you know, I drive back down there, and it takes me a minute to get there, and when I'm getting close, you know, I drive up. I don't see any sign of them, and I drive up, and the car is in the tree. It's really impressive, and he was talking about there was a little bump there, and they kind of ramped and jumped up into the tree and then snapped the tree in half. It was pretty cool. And you got to say, you know, on some stuntman scale.
I picture it like that Jurassic Park moment with the explorer, whatever's trapped in the tree, the kids hit it.
It's sort of like that, except there were no kids or fake boobs left.
No, it's three fucking drunk club kids.
Now, so I don't see them anywhere, so I call Nick back, and he was like, no, man, we're like blocks down the street at this church. So I'm like, cool. So I turn around and I go back down there and I see the church and I pull in, but I don't see them. And I'm driving slowly through the parking lot. And then from this bunch of bushes out by the road, these three skulky characters come crawling out from under the bushes and run and jump in my car. And they're like, drive. I didn't see any cops when I was just... You know, when I was just, staking out the location. But that's fine. I felt like everybody was very alarmed. And you know what? They did look like a bunch of crazy people. Nick's, like, bleeding from the front and back.
That's right. It was everywhere. It was
and fucking, the girl I was with is just, like, in such anguish about her boobs.
And wasted.
I mean, yeah. Because, you know, I felt sympathy for her, and she looked like she was obviously hurt. But the injury was right between her boobs. And so every time she kept wanting to show me, like, look, it hurts right here. I can't take that seriously. Look at those things. They're fantastic. If I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the morning, the car was still in the tree.
It was.
Cops, no nothing. The car just stayed in the tree because I got to tell you, I think it was high enough to be out of your
normal
field of view. No, and the tree had collapsed on it.
When the tree collapsed on it, it pretty much camouflaged the tree pretty well, because the girl that had wrecked the car that I was staying, she, I think she left around, because that happened about 2:30, something like that. And I think she left around 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, whenever she could calm down and call the cops. And then she had, I guess, her mom or I don't know. They met down there. And, hey, the guy was like, looks like you had a bad night. I'm not going to, you know, worry about this. You got enough problems fucking replacing your car.
Yeah.
And so she got out of there. But even when she went down to retrieve the vehicle, it was hard to find it first. So I guess, you know, we planted it in there pretty good where nobody noticed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, speaking of drunk girls driving, I do have a story on the side of that. Back when I was living in Alpharetta, my buddy, my former roommate Adam, as I've mentioned several times on the podcast, he was dating this little girl, a little dancer girl.
Midget?
She used to hang out with us over at Fever and stuff. Anyway, she was this little dancer girl, and she used to get trashed and then drive him around. She got drunk one night. They got drunk at a pub. And she's driving him back in her little Scion, and she's driving like a maniac on these little back roads in Alpharetta to get back to our apartment. Now, incidentally, our apartment's directly across the street from the police station in Alpharetta.
That's a perfect place to hide.
But that's the best place, because cops aren't hanging around outside the building. They're off in the Alpharetta. So being in the apartment across from the police station is actually awesome. So she comes around. She's whipping around the road. She does a 360, slams into a curb, goes up, and this is just after she pulled into her apartment complex. She whips it into her apartment complex, does the 360, up onto the curb. Headlights are pointed right into this glass window of this guy's house, and he's just petrified behind the glass.
The car's coming in on his fucking shotgun on his couch.
Yeah. He's in there dropping his ramen noodles and looking like, what the fuck? And Adam is in the passenger seat just like, you know, holding on the OSHA handle, just like bright white and red knuckles, and just, oh my God. And he just goes, and she's not even worried. She's just sitting there behind the steering wheel. She goes, fuck. Almost made it. Like, it was always an accomplishment if she got home at the end of the night.
See that parking space? I'm going to 360 in that motherfucker.
It says a lot for her character. Just to be like, I almost made it.
I love a stunt driving woman.
Hit reset on the computer machine. But the story I want to talk about is something that happened last week when Nick and I were leaving Cosmolava. We didn't notice, but a purse was thrown into the bed of my truck. And so the next morning when Nick and I were at the gym, I saw this purse. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And so he hops in the bed of the truck. He pulls it out, and it's just this woman's purse. And there seems to be – he's been ransacked at some point. So turns out what happened was she got – her car got broken into. Her purse was stolen.
Well, that was, yeah, because you had the purse last Sunday night, right, which caused a lot of debate.
What to do?
About, yeah, who this was. And there was all kinds of theories thrown around.
I don't remember anybody.
She had, right, her, she had different names because she obviously either got married or changed her name. She's in witness, you know, because she was like from Colorado but lives in Atlanta now. So she could be in witness protection, but whatever.
Yeah, we all
by
wanted
way,
to do the right
if
thing.
If you're listening to the podcast, she lives we dug it. Through your shit.
Well, oh, obviously yeah. we had to find a right. number. So I started digging through. We found a phone number on a business card. And the business card was for like a church or something. But yes. it had the person on the card had the same last name as the person who I believe the owner of this purse. So we call the this church that was on it, and I leave a message last Sunday night. And I said, hey, this is my number, blah, blah, blah. I found this purse, blah, blah, whatever. So I finally got a phone call Monday afternoon from a girl who is the sister of the owner of the purse. And she goes, yes, I'm sorry. My sister, she's out of town. If it's so awesome that you're going to return this thing, and she gives me his address, and it happens to be up in Roswell. Now my parents live in Roswell, so and I was heading that way. Anyway, I was like, oh, perfect. What time? Because I'm heading that way now. And I was like, so she gives me an address, and it calls back, changes the address, and the address she changes it to happens to be a fucking church, but it was a Southern Baptist church, and I kind of knew heading to this church and where it was that because I knew the girl who owned the purse was black. That it was going to be this black church. And sure enough, and I thought it was Monday night, though. I thought maybe they're just, you know, members of the church. They're there to vacuum or something on Mondays.
Right.
So I get there. That's not what's going on. First pull up, there's only like four cars sitting in the parking lot. And I pull up and I'm dressed the way I normally dress, which is kind of like an asshole. I'm wearing skull gloves, got my earrings, I got my little California flip bill hat on and stuff, look like kind of a hot rotting asshole. Wearing that, you know, German-looking general coat that I wear.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a great way to make an impression in the
right.
house of Jesus.
Right. And so I'm standing there, and I'm just holding this purse outside the place. I'm like, So I immediately start calling the girl again, trying to, like, come outside. If you're here, come outside.
Yeah, and I want to commend you for not just running with it. I feel like if I was standing outside of a church holding somebody else's purse, I would just run, even if I were there to return it.
Right. So, yeah, because I'm like, oh, man, they must have looked me up on the internet machine and found out, like, I need Jesus. Meet us at the church. So I, right as I'm standing there, this guy in the BMW, nice BMW, pulls up. And it's a black gentleman, and he sees me standing there, kind of gives me a smile. He opens the door, the church, and kind of – and I'm like still halfway across the parking lot, but he's trying to get me to go ahead and come on in. I'm like
– He's like, God he's like loves this, all people,
he's
brother.
A confused white boy. He goes, he needs this.
He needs guidance.
He's going to need some of this. So I get in there, and my first walk in to the little cathedral area. It's basically like a ranch house that they've kind of formatted to look right. like a church. I walk in and where all the, there's all these pews, and I just see one black woman in the back holding a baby. There's another woman in the front screaming through a PA system about Jesus and the Lord. I mean, she's yelling, very angry about, but in a positive anger. I don't know. It's weird. So she's yelling about Jesus, and that's when I, and the guy's now standing next to me. He just kind of looks at me. And he goes, "You're lost, aren't you?" And that's when I start looking around on the floor, and I start noticing on the floor are all these bodies.
I'm sorry.
There's all these bodies with white sheets laying over them.
Wow.
Laying on the floor. And I'm just standing all the time like, like, I'm thinking they've already drank the Kool-Aid. And I am. I'm
these
like,
are the last couple ladies yeah. standing.
Yeah. And I'm like, and the guy's just like, and he immediately knows I probably shouldn't be there. And he goes, can I help you? I'm like, I'm here to give this purse to blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, that's my daughter. I'm like, well, apparently you're.
Oh, boy.
This is your other
I've got your daughter's purse.
I got your daughter's purse, motherfucker. And he didn't know there.
He didn't know the backstory.
He didn't know someone was coming to drop off this purse, especially me of all people. And I'm like, yeah, talk to your other daughter. She said I need to drop this off here. And he goes, oh yeah, my daughter's car got broken into last week. I'm like, here. And I don't know if he thinks like.
Well, yeah, you had like a change of mind. Yeah, he's like, bring like, it back.
He's like,
stole it.
I look like a scumbag. Yeah. I'm thinking, he's like,
oh, this bag of shit took it for real.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, you probably need to bring it back, you asshole. But it was just like, it was just a surreal moment. You walk in, you see all these bodies on the ground with these sheets on them. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, first off, they're having like a sleepover. Then I start realizing there's a lot of bodies. I'm like, they're all over the floor. And I'm like, I almost stepped on one. That's how I was like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. And I was like, I got to get out of here as fast as possible. Like,
so you did not even stay to figure out the body thing. Did you poke one or see if it giggled?
look, it was like the beginning of a Stephen King book. I was like, I'm not hanging out. I know how this turns, you know. You become the people under the stairs and shit.
You know, it's Monday night tomorrow.
We should just go over there. Anyway, I found some new churches off Old Alabama and Roswell. Everyone should go. It's 2050 Old Alabama Road. Go hang out. It's
napping with Jesus every Monday night at 7 p.m.
Well, now, we've gotten to the part of the show that I've been looking forward to and I wanted to do for a couple weeks now since we got into 2014. I wanted to kind of do a prediction for 2014/superlatives, and we all took votes on it. And here are the senior superlatives of 2014. My favorite sin edition.
Devil's business.
All right. Now, we've got most likely to die in 2014. It was
so you gave everybody gave this a set of points, and you're right. Adding up everyone's opinion here.
Everyone's opinions added together for overall points. The person that got voted for by the group for the most likely to die in 2014 is Aaron.
Yeah,
what the hell,
you old fuck.
Now, Nick, I wouldn't get too proud. You're only 1 point behind him.
Hey, second place.
I feel like he's
wait, that was one single point behind him?
Yeah, he got 14. He got voted 14 points. You got voted 13 points.
Wow. We just don't give a fuck, man.
T only got voted 4 points. So basically, T's like, he's a young guy and he doesn't do anything too crazy, so he's not going to die.
He's young. And well, if that's the case, then why am I bothering to floss?
Because we have to talk to you.
Sorry,
because you're going to look really good when you're dead.
And most likely to be the first person in the group to puke in 2014 was a tie.
Shit.
Between Aaron and T.
I have changed my ways.
By leaps and bounds. Y'all.
You are the pukers.
Well, look, you know what? And I'll own this thing because I like to regenerate for the next level. And I don't have any problem getting the evil out.
The Romans used to puke at the dinner table to keep partying. So.
Driving, stupid.
Yeah, just
driving is so stupid.
Just a few weeks, I was, you know, vomiting into the parking lot. I have strategy. I vomited from the club into the parking lot. I didn't.
Oh, I know.
And so I could keep partying. Why fight it?
We have video of you recently puking off of my balcony.
What's your thing with heights, man? You just like to puke over them?
You should really see the viscosity, the games that it and gravity plays over a 60-foot fall.
We have most likely to get arrested in 2014. It was Nick.
What?
Okay, that's
that was a unanimous decision.
Unanimous
Everyone said Nick was most likely to get arrested.
Come on, man.
You even voted for you.
Yeah, I mean, statistically.
T was least likely. He only got the 4 points.
God, man, I'm noticing the theme here. The T's kind
of Aaron, that T can do no wrong.
Aaron and I tied for 10 points on getting arrested. So we're kind of neck and neck.
It's a coin flip.
Most likely to end up in the hospital in 2014 is Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
It coincides with most likely to die.
Look, I went in the hospital a lot, but you've got to think that can't continue. You know?
All timelines come to zero at the end.
Mathematics is on my side.
T was least likely, but that's just because he doesn't do anything.
Hey. I don't feel like that's that's not what I'm taking away from this.
Look, what you need to learn is to put yourself in harm's way more often.
No shit.
Yeah.
This one was actually fairly close on voting for 2014, most likely to get slapped in the club. Very close between all of us on that one. And it is a tie between T and myself.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask, like, what sort of circumstances would arise in which we would get slapped in a club?
Because, T, you have absolutely zero filter. Zero.
Yeah, but, like, Nick hasn't gotten slapped yet. He says the most fucked up shit.
No, I don't think Nick will ever be slapped.
Yeah, he's due. Aaron thinks he's due.
I'm due, because I do say some pretty fucked up
shit. You're way statistics. Overdue, but no one's going to slap you.
Well, we put Aaron got last place on getting slapped in the club, because he never comes to the club. So
that was the statistic. Kind of thing.
But he still got 8 points.
No, that's because I'm always a threat.
Because he could come in on one night and be a ringer.
Yeah. I can do all this like, in like one night.
Lord of the Flies mob of bitches just starts wailing him down.
And then what would be the circumstance why Patrick could get slapped? Because we tied.
I mean, because we're both the same way. We say the same fucked up shit together. So it's kind of
and look, I have
probably
seen,
at the same time.
I have seen Nick get slapped. You know, I saw he ran up to a girl that I think he thought he knew at Havana, and this was back during his ass slapping phase, and he couldn't stop himself. He would just, he's a big strong man, and he lifts a lot of weights and stuff like that, and then he'll go up and smack the crap out of a 95-pound-year-old girl in tight pants or a little skirt.
95-pound-year-old girl.
Yes, 95-pound-year-olds. Isn't that how measurements work?
I want that on a shirt.
In time and solids. I don't understand how the universe works.
I don't remember this. I don't remember this one. I mean, I think maybe, well, I should, but.
Look, you did. And so you slapped her on the ass, and she just kept the party going, spun around, slapped you in the face, and you started laughing. You were like, hey, you're not who I thought you were.
Nick gets hit in the head a lot. He really does.
But majority of the time, it's due to his own.
He's an idiot. Yeah. Most likely to get an STD in 2014. Was Aaron.
Really?
Aaron got 14 points out of a possible 16 points.
Again, always a threat.
Nick, you were just behind Aaron with 12 points.
Whatever.
T was at the dead bottom with 5 points.
T fucking can't jerk off without wearing 3 condoms. I mean, come on.
T.
And you don't touch the condom after you've had sex either. You gotta rub it off with
the toilet.
Fuck it off with the toilet.
T was able to cock block himself because he tried to put on a condom.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, he was trying to put on a condom and cock blocked himself. So he didn't even have the set. Like
recently. Yeah, because, okay, so I was at this point, I was in a truck about to fuck this chick, and I went to go put on a condom, and she said, no, it's not romantic.
You're putting a condom
needless
on, that's not
to
romantic.
Say,
like,
I left.
You're fucking me in the back of a vehicle, but you're the one that took it the wrong way.
Sorry, let me light up this French vanilla candle, and I'll make this fucking night work.
Hey, I had those vanilla Febreze filters in the thing.
See, like, T's
I made
are,
that shit classy.
T's our sweetest character and probably our cutest looking character. He definitely would have no problem getting laid. The problem is he can't close.
No, horrible. Yeah.
Well, he needs a new vehicle.
Yep.
Now, try a pine tree dangling in the rearview mirror. Chicks would dig that.
This was my favorite category. It's most likely to get raped
by a... No, this is the worst category.
Most likely to get raped by a hobo in 2014. It was a unanimous decision for T. He was going to get raped. Because
well,
he is the cutest.
So pretty.
He's the cutest and he's defenseless.
Yeah. And, you know, he works at those bars till the big scary hours in the nights.
It's statistics. It's statistics.
It is. It is, and we all know from a couple episodes, Nick's natural built-in hobophobia.
Nick scored. Nick only scored a 5 on that one.
Yeah.
He scored, which is almost the worst. Lowest score is 4. You still got a 5.
Right.
Aaron, you got an 11 on that one. Everyone basically thought you were just behind T on getting raped.
Well, I voted for you and me the top also, 2 because I was like, we're the weakest of the group, of the pack.
Yeah, but you know what? I do try to keep myself out of those dangerous hobo rape areas.
Well, yeah, me too. I don't think.
Well,
that
you know what? You work
get
in a couple.
By hobo. But.
All right. Now we're going to get into the personals. This is the most obnoxious, and hands down was Nick.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Why were you just smiling proudly? Just 30
seconds
ago.
You are the most
ago.
Obnoxious, you little shit. By the way, there's not gonna be a podcast next week because we're not friends.
I think
we're all hate each other.
I think the screaming makes it case closed.
Yeah,
just gonna wrap it up there, Matlock.
Listen to me here. T's really obnoxious.
Yeah.
Are you trying to convince us or
try
to
change
yourself?
Our vote right now?
No, just back it up a little bit.
So you got 13 points on that one on a possible 16.
I'm very, very fun to hang out with.
We just talked about you slapping a 98-year-old.
Or 98-pound-year-old.
That's what I meant. 98-pound-year-old. You talk about that like...
So maybe I have idle hands and they have minds of their own. I don't know.
T and Aaron tied for second place with 10 points. I got 7 points. I'm the least obnoxious.
I feel like this was rigged.
This, you took the words around it. This is totally rigged.
Not rigged. This is
no. You're absolutely number one. That part wasn't rigged. But Patrick being last. Yeah. Fuck. You know what? Yeah.
But I think we're all fairly obnoxious.
Yeah, with the company. A recount.
Okay, I just recounted them. Guess what? The points are exactly the same.
Shit.
Best hair.
We got. Ooh, this is like the this is the toughest category right here.
I just know how I feel in my heart.
Yeah, Nick fucked this up by being a dirty liar and voting him for himself. So it's like it's.
I'm not a dirty liar.
Look,
I have the best hair.
Best hair goes to T, of course. He does it. And I agree.
Look at him now. Now he feels
T,
better.
T scored.
Congratulations. That 6 months of campaigning really paid off.
T scored a 13 out of a possible 16 on best hair.
That's right.
Nick and Aaron tied for last place.
I'll take that victory.
You guys don't appreciate irony in your haircuts.
Next one is worst car. This was a unanimous decision on the
T
had the worst car out there.
Look at him. He's all sad now.
I told you to
watch
it.
Well, you couldn't even fuck a chicken.
It's got most wheel drive.
Nick was just behind him with 12 points on that one. Aaron
goes by Worthington's law.
Aaron with the BMW got 5 points.
That's a lie. More money equals better than. Thank you,
Worthington's law.
Thank you, Professor Worthington.
And the last one, which is a very kind of a weird category, and was the biggest ego.
I think that should be fours across the board.
Yeah, it really should be just kind of an even number.
I don't feel that should be the case at all. I think it's a four and three threes.
So who gets the ultimate four?
No,
you
I
do.
Of course I do. But it's not because my ego is necessarily bigger. It's just better.
So that was a unanimous. He got 16 points.
Wow.
Didn't miss a one.
Everybody thought he had the biggest ego.
Yep. Everybody thought everything about me was going to be negative. Nope.
I was right behind that with all threes. Everyone voted me for the second biggest ego.
Fair enough.
So then it's T. Then Nick is the
so how can I have the least ego and be the most annoying?
No, obnoxious.
Obnoxious is.
Oh well, you know what? We didn't have annoying in there, but I'm gonna go ahead and call it.
There you go.
I'm gonna fucking beat you in the head with this mic stand.
That's
you're right. You're really
helping
your case.
Here's another category: most aggressive.
Now I better win that one.
All right. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah. Look,
add?
Are we gonna keep this paper so that we could tally this up at the end of the year when I crush it for next year?
Yeah. I know. You know what? I'll go ahead and I'll put the superlatives up online on Devil's Business.
I can't wait till Nick gets raped by a hobo.
You're gonna like pay a hobo to rape Nick?
Yeah.
just
you
to
can't
fuck
be
up
sure
the curve.
I'm not gonna come back and stab you with the fucking shank I stabbed this hobo with because I go hobo killing. I'm a hobo hunter.
That dirty hobo knife he keeps in the back of his trunk.
And we also got to mention Kolkach. I want to get a shot of Kolkach in my mouth. Tell us about it.
Are you throwing one towards me? Was that your attempt?
That was awesome.
Where were you? That would have been so awesome. Cool. You just fucking like, ugh.
Kolkach whiskey. Herbal infused green tea whiskey. It's delicious. Come and have a Kolkach shot in your mouth.
I love it.
I love a Kolkach in my mouth.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.